All right, this is we'll take the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Luke is going to represent winter. Mark is going to represent summer. Matthew is going to represent spring. And John is going to represent fall. Now what we're going to have is four chapters within a book, or four volumes maybe, depending on how long each of these is. And what we're going to do is we are going to we're going to do emotional bounces off of winter. Emotional bounce, we're going to be for Matthew in the spring. We're going to focus more on hating than loving, but we're going to love and hate in that book. Whereas in winter we only hated, and then in the fall we'll love and hate. So we'll mostly love, but we'll hate a little bit. And in the summer we're going to love, and summer we're going to adulate everything about Jesus. We're going to find a reason, as powerful a reason to hate, we're going to find as powerful a reason to love. We're going to treat it like a book of literature, and I'm going to show you everything I can possibly see in it. I'm going to focus everything on that which you understand the most. If you inherently understand this language, it's in your framework. Like you trust this language, you trust this. Like this is sensitive material. This is like playing with plutonium. I have to be very careful. Reason to hate Jesus. Flipped over the temple. Reason to love why he did that? For his passion. Love him for his passion. Hate him for the way he used his passion. Love him for his potentially never saw. Hate him for the fact that maybe he didn't achieve his potential. Love him because he was a time traveler. Hate him because he was a fictional character. Hate him for the story of the loaves of bread with the fishes. Hate him because of that. Love him because he tried. Hate him because he would even hate. Love him because he thought to try, and then hate him because he insulted everybody by feeding them, by acting like they couldn't find food on their own. Love him for the fish, but hate him for being greedy. love him for the Beatitudes. I think it was him for the Beatitudes. Why not? Maybe it takes a fucked up life to write one beautiful sentence. And that beautiful sentence is worth reading. If it took me a lifetime to write a sentence, it might be worth reading. For all you pebble polishers, you got the four seasons. Then you got spring, summer, fall, winter, and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It'll be interesting to get back into these. I think I'm just going to start studying them. I'm going to put everything aside. I'm just going to study the Bible. I'm going to really study. I'm going to really write about it. I'm going to really dedicate a web page to it. WriteALot.com. Microsoft Word of God. Microsoft Word of God is going to be an online website. It's going to be getting big, guys. It's going to be getting big. We could be picking up momentum. Feel a breakthrough moment coming. It's gonna be that pop. Like life's massaging me. Like life is like, all right. Like life is getting into the rhythm. Life is getting into that motion. Life is like, you're getting it down. You're getting it down. Like you're getting your rhythm together. You're getting your motion together. You're getting your value collection together. We see that. Smooth value collection, equity building. Like all the time. Like we see that. Receive that. And we're laid back listening, taking the time to glisten, because we're in the mission to dictate the diction. And I'm trying to understand While we fighting for a grand. But if you ask me to fight, you gotta first teach me the rules of the game. First rules of the game. Bum, ba, 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 ba.